quarry in North Carolina.
I see.
And I don't know much about his side of the family. My mother lived to be, my mother lived to be 93 years old. My father died when he was 69. And now getting back to the state that I inherited in 1910. My uncle accumulated a good deal of land, and when I took the plantation, the buildings were, most of them, lots of them were log buildings. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir, I do.
And they had shingle roofs, wooden shingle roofs, and fireplaces.
What were they for? What were the different buildings?
The barn where the mules were was, and the corn cribs were made out of these logs, and the tenant houses were made out of logs too.
I see.
And when a whole lot of those were in existence when I took the place in 1910. I did away with them, unfortunately. I don't know why. Some of them were falling down, and I had nobody to cut the logs, and I was too modern for those old buildings, and I got rid of them and built the best I could. And I commenced cleaning up land and getting new tenants.
Would you explain how you'd clean up the land?
Well, we cleaned up the land in those days. We would take a crew of men and go in there and deaden the trees. And sometimes we'd poison them I'll get it in a minute.
It's all right.
Sal soda and white arsenic. We mix that and we put that around a tree to kill it. And I must have cleaned up 1,000 acres of land. Made fairly good crops in those days, and I remember cotton selling at 3 cents a pound. I came along, did pretty well. I made raise a few cattle, a lot of hogs, and lots of corn, and a fair cotton crop. And prospered. Mm-hmm. And during that time, I was improving the plantation by ditching and building new houses. And cleaning up land. Mm-hmm. That's about all.
Mm-hmm. What did you call the land that you cleaned up?
Well, we called it deadened.
Aye.
That was a deadened. Uh-huh. The trees didn't get out of the way for 4 or 5 years. They'd die, you know.
I see.
And then the limbs would be falling and we'd have to go pick them up. And then we'd plow that land with what we call a new ground plow.
I see.
A new ground plow was pretty rustic, pretty